Episode 51.
And when you look at warranty in the aftermarket, you can draw the same correlation. It's a cost of doing business. It's 3%. It's just the way that we've always done it. And that's not acceptable, in my opinion and many others' opinion, because that acceptance level continues to grow. And that 3% warranty rate is now 3.1, or it's 3.5, and it's continually growing. And that cost of doing business is something that we as an industry can tackle as a whole.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter.
A warm welcome to Bill Hanvey, Senior Vice President of the Automotive Aftermarket Suppliers Association, and you know it as AASA. Hey, Bill, are you ready to go on point?
I am always ready to go on point. How are you, Carm?
Great, man, great.
Welcome, aftermarketer, to episode 51 with Bill Hanvey from AASA to discuss a hot topic, warranties. You're going to hear about a great program. Stick around. Hey, I'm looking to hear about the catchphrases you use when talking about the podcast. Here's one a listener shared, and I actually use it a lot. The podcast is like an audio bachelor's degree program for the service professional entrepreneur. Or how about this? Aftermarket wisdom reigns here. Well, how about you? Let me know your catchphrase. I'll use it in future podcasts and give you a byline credit. Reach out to me via email at carm@remarkableresults.biz. Hey, let me know. Now, Bill Hanvey, the Senior Vice President of AASA, the Automotive Aftermarket Suppliers Association. He has oversight of AASA's internal operations while leading their marketing and new member initiatives, while serving as Executive Director of the Brake Manufacturers Council and the AASA Marketing Executives Council. His resume is impressive, with the Schaeffler Group USA, Dorman, Fleet Pride, and Tenneco Automotive rounding out his years of experience. Among many responsibilities, Bill is leading the Aftermarket Warranty Task Force program called Know Your Parts. You are in for a very eye-opening episode, as his message has an impact on everyone who works in the $300-plus billion aftermarket. The Warranty Task Force has created a website called kypgenius.com. Now, that stands for Know Your Parts Genius. Albert Einstein is the spokesman. Here's a few key discussion points. The industry has a 3% warranty rate, and it continues to grow. We can't keep doing business the way we've always done it. The reality is that 98% of products are truly not defective. The hard cost savings or credit written, which does not include labor, transportation, or soft costs, is $3.5 billion. The supplier community writes credits for this amount every year. So what's this got to do with me, you ask? Well, listen to Bill talk about very powerful steps that have been taken within the last 9 months to help support the reduction of warranties that drain profits from every member of the aftermarket. The birth of KYPGenius.com, an interactive diagnostic tool that's getting 100,000 visits a month, is the central point of this initiative. Listen to Bill give you the backstory on how this tool was created and how the birth of this program has made important first steps to tackle this huge industry issue. The task force is made up of the service professional, suppliers, and manufacturers all working together to solve this problem. The episode has strong and pertinent information on warranty rates, lost shop profits, and how you can use the interactive diagnostic tool to minimize warranties and create happier customers. See the show notes for the links to the site. Here we go with Bill Hanvey, Senior Vice President, AASA. We're here to talk about, I think, something very close to your heart, and that's called the Warranty Task Force, or sometimes known as Know Your Parts, KYP. There's another acronym we have to know.
Of course, another aftermarket acronym.
Another aftermarket. So tell us a little bit, how long has it been around? What drove the creation of this program?
Sure. Carm, the AASA represents the manufacturing community.
Right.
And we're always looking for opportunities to take cost out of the system. And And I am an aficionado of American history. And something struck me with Thomas Paine and Common Sense.
Okay.
And to tie this all together, it's Thomas Paine said way back when in 1776 that we can't keep doing business as usual, to paraphrase an eloquent man. But and when you look at warranty in the aftermarket, you can draw the same correlation. It's a cost of doing business. It's 3%. It's just the way that we've always done it. And
right. And
that's not acceptable, in my opinion and many others' opinion, because that acceptance level continues to grow. And that 3% warranty rate is now 3.1, or it's 3.5, and it's continually growing. And that cost of doing business is something that we as an industry can tackle as a whole.
Bill, in all the aftermarket positions you've had with suppliers and with some of my parts store and WD background, I'll never forget seeing a big pile of belts from a manufacturer on a dock at a warehouse saying, mm-hmm. You know, only 2 or 3% of these are bad, and why are we doing this? I mean, that's the impetus to drive here.
Completely. And you bring up a very good point to say that the research that we've done with our supplier community has shown that 98% of the product that they receive in the back door of their manufacturing facilities from warranty is truly not defective.
So all I can think about as a service professional is I'm doing a lot of this work for nothing, even though my suppliers are supporting me on the part. And what you're saying from a supplier focus is, what can we do to help the street minimize what we're doing way the heck up here? We're producing great parts. We think we've got great warranties. We're making parts even better than they were OE. So why
Absolutely.
Are they all coming back? Or at least why are 2 or 3% of them coming back? So be proactive mm-hmm. instead of reactive. And so this is such an exciting program. What's the estimate of the preventable warranty at retail that this program can save? Do you have any idea of the dollars?
We quantified it through a survey with our supplier. And this is just hard costs. So this is just the amount of credit that is written each year for warranty.
I mean, this wouldn't include labor that you're going to tell me about?
It does not include labor. It does not include transportation or what we call soft costs.
Wow.
So, and when we quantify that, just the credit that's written is 3.5% of total aftermarket sales, which equates to $3.5 billion.
I'm sorry, just fell on the floor.
Right, $3.5 billion.
With a B.
And as I bring that back to my earlier point, it's business as usual. So, hey, you know, there's $3.5 billion in warranty that everybody just kind of accepts and goes along. But when you look at it, that's just what the supplier community writes in credit for warranty each year.
So here's all I can think about. A healthier aftermarket with less warranty would mean a more satisfied customer, right?
Completely. Completely.
Wow. So that's a compelling argument. How's it working? How are you reaching out? What's the message? Who you bring? I mean, I got goosebumps wanting to find out. How's it working?
It's so here's how we started. So we know that we're not going to eat the elephant in one meal.
Right.
Okay. So we're approaching it from a very systematic standpoint. We involve the supplier community first. Okay. Is it going to work? How do we want to approach it? There's been some previous initiatives in the aftermarket to streamline warranty processing, but that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at, we don't want
prevention.
Right,
yeah.
We want prevention.
Yeah, it's kind of like eat right, get less heart attacks, right?
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep. Don't take a statin. Worry about the
exercise. Eat right. Don't take a statin.
Right. Exactly.
that could be the subtitle of our program.
Exactly. So what we did first is let's get the supplier community together. Had tremendous feedback from the supplier community, and I wanted to keep it small. So there were 12 selected suppliers that wanted to participate. We met. We said, yes, this has legs. Here's how we want to do it. Subsequently, we involved the service provider community to get their opinion. And then we started formulating a plan. And what we did was we looked at it from a macro and a micro standpoint.
Okay.
Macro standpoint, educating the entire aftermarket community on the effects of warranty, and then from a micro standpoint, what specific product categories or initiatives can we put in place to start actually eating the elephant?
So what was that one micro element that creamed it to the top?
Everybody, and that includes the supplier community, the service providers, and our channel partner or resellers, said that starting and charging or rotating electrical was the biggest opportunity.
Huge.
Yep, huge. And not only that, so we talk about a 3% warranty rate in general on average for the supplier community. Unfortunately, that particular category in some cases has double-digit warranty figures. And the reason being is improper diagnosis. So someone, a service provider will bring in, replace an alternator or a starter. They'll see that the alternator or starter does not solve the problem. They'll order another one because they think that the starter or charger is
big. Of course, it's always assumed, my.
Of course. So now you're too deep into start, right?
That's a funny statement. You're too deep in, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you're too deep, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, right.
So two alternators have now been sent back when, in fact, oh boy, it's the cable. It's the OAP or OAD, or it's the battery. And so improper diagnosis now has led to two alternators being sent back when, in fact, none should have been sent back.
Okay. You're at this table, this big conference room, all these great minds. You've come up with electrical. The next step is, well, how do we get this word out? What do we call it? And how do we engage the person that really needs to know? What's the next step then?
So it's a multi-media campaign.
Okay.
That's focused on this particular product category, showing to the service technician the benefits of proper diagnosis, because we want to tie back, though, even though the service technician does not, quote unquote, have costs associated with warranty, his soft costs are tremendous.
Sure they are.
So number one, from a macro standpoint, from those folks, is educating them on the proper diagnosis of rotating electrical or starting and charging through traditional print media, through social media. And we've developed a brand new proprietary e-learning program, which is an interactive diagnostic tool that they can find on the Know Your Parts website. KYPGenius.com.
Okay, so you is the website KYP Genius the real core, the real hub? Is that where the world's going? Who wants to get better at this?
You know, we think so, Carm, because if you're a service technician, you don't want to look in a myriad of different places for technical information. You want to solve it quickly, and you want to be able to have a one-stop shop for technical information, supplier technical lines, the diagnostic tool. So we found a very good correlation between our warranty initiative and Know Your Parts. So that's where we think that this is a good landing spot for our warranty initiatives.
You've used print, you've used social to engage your target audience into knowyourpartsgenius.com.
Correct.
What kind of traction are you getting? How many visits?
We've been live with the e-learning tool thus far. We have 104,000 site visitors to knowyourparts.com during the last month.
Wow.
We Yeah, it's tremendous. Wow. And we, it's absolutely tremendous, which shows you that the service technician really wants to have a one-stop shop for their technical information. And our next initiative is to give a one-stop shop for all the technical lines of our supplier community.
I just had this wild thought, Bill. Did you work with your suppliers that put that alternator or starter in the box and have them include a link to knowyourpartsgenius.com so that when they open that instruction packet, if some of them do read it or not, mm-hmm. and they say, hey, just in case, boop, 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 warning, warning, there's, right. you know, this perpetual educational piece.
Yes.
I don't know if you've thought of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a big part of packaging. Okay.
Are your associates that are involved, has anyone done it yet?
Yes, actually several of our larger alternator and starter suppliers are doing it. Our battery suppliers are doing it.
Great.
So it's going to take some time for that product to integrate itself into the system. But
and to engage the service professional and or the technician. Now, you were saying you've got this electrical class, I believe, online.
Yeah, interactive diagnostic.
Interactive diagnostic
tool.
Interactive
e-learning tool.
E-learning tool. Now, this is like a learning management system, an LMS.
That's right.
And does someone sign up, register, and then get certified?
Not at all. It's a matter of, okay, you go to kypgenius.com. Mm-hmm. You start the interactive learning tool, and it allows you to say, okay, did you check this element of the battery? What's the voltage? Did this check out? Yes. Okay. Then you go here. So it walks you through the entire process.
It's a quick diagnosis.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How genius.
Yeah. Imagine that, right? And Albert Einstein, our spokesperson.
He's your spokesperson.
He approves.
What the heck did you do to pay for that? I can't even imagine him agreeing to be your
spokesperson. Even he knows warranty is such a significant opportunity. It doesn't take a genius.
As you say that so tongue-in-cheeky.
Yes.
Have you ever calculated the cost of a comeback to a service professional?
That, you know, Carm, that's a... So we said, well, the supplier writes 3% in credit. We don't typically associate the cost of warranty with the service provider.
Right.
But that's an important message for our group. And we did the exercise. And we did it on one particular category. And that was a power steering rack.
Oh.
So and we dove down to the minutia on this particular product category. So typically... If a power steering rack is installed properly, a service provider has the opportunity to make $1,200 in profit once that rack is installed and the car leaves the shop.
Mm-hmm.
If that rack comes back,
okay,
the shop literally loses $782. Loses $782 because, for example, they didn't flush the system properly.
Right.
So, yes, we've done the research in terms of start to finish. What's the cost for a shop? For a power steering rack, the shop loses $782.
I'm not sure that a shop owner would agree with you, but you're probably 110% right. I think what they're saying is I'm going to get parts credit and I'm going to get some labor maybe if I fight for it or if I have the mm-hmm. right kind of program with my supplier.
Yep,
but they're not making – their bay time is not producing any additional profit. Usually the labor comes
back.
That's
right.
Yeah, the labor comes back only at their cost.
Right. So you know who walked us through this exercise?
Who?
Were the service providers that are part of the warranty task force.
And they do that,
Yeah, so you lose an occupied tech time. You lose an occupied bay, right? So all those things where you could have been realizing revenue, you are now you now have a vehicle back in that's not producing revenue. So that's the way that we approached it.
Wow, I know it's so early to even ask you this question. How long has the program been out? A year?
Oh, less than that.
Less than a year.
Yeah.
Have any manufacturers that are on your program and your panel said, hey, I really think it may be making a difference because, not because maybe reduced warranties, but because of feedback?
Oh, absolutely. Every one of them has said that they have received commentary from their channel partners, from some service providers. We've gotten a tremendous amount of press in the aftermarket about this initiative. So as I said, when you're going to measure the warranty rate, that's got to come from the individual supplier. And that's going to take some time for it to work its way through the system.
Great. Anything the podcast, RemarkableResults.biz, can do to help you guys get legs with this thing, we're all in on it.
Fantastic.
Now, is electrical the only key initiative in play right now?
Oh, it is right now.
Right now. Okay. So give me the highlights of what's coming up next. Can you tell me?
We're looking at, I just mentioned steering and suspension.
Yeah.
And another big category that has opportunity for education to prevent warranty. And that's the way that we looked at it. So a power steering rack, as I mentioned, a 10-minute flush would prevent a rack coming back.
What percentage of racks coming back, though?
I'd say, 2 to 3%.
All right.
But even that is...
You would think it would be
it's
even
in
more.
It's in the millions.
Yeah.
Of dollars that we could
prevent.
Yeah,
based on the amount of racks that are sold.
Mm-hmm. Yep. HVAC or air conditioning is another big one with a lot of returns because of improper diagnosis.
So KYP Genius, knowyourpartsgenius.com.
Yep.
So I'm reaching down to the street right now. Mm-hmm. And want to know if you've heard anything from the service professionals in saying, I want to be sure that in my training curriculum, my program for my techs, that KYP Genius is something they must go through. Is there any disciplines going on with that?
We're working with service provider associations to make sure that that's incorporated into their training modalities. And I think that's the best way to do that. And obviously through the trade media. And the training is very individualized at a shop level. So the only thing that we can do is to partner with service provider trade associations to make sure that the shops are aware of it and they're incorporating that into their modality.
Do you recommend that they go through the electrical course even though they don't have anything to diagnose, or do you look at that as a just-in-time training piece?
Both. That's a great question, Carm. I think it's both. I think if someone gets a stumper while the car is in the shop,
right,
I think that's an immediate rectification of the diagnosis.
Or if they have a defective unit, instead of calling for the second, they go through this.
Amen. Yep. Yep. Fantastic.
What other things would you like to say here?
Well, I think the what's next is important. And I think from a macro standpoint, educating the industry of the costs that are associated with warranty. Even though you may not be writing credit, even though you get a part delivered to you, quote unquote, free of charge, it's costing you.
Yeah.
For the reseller or the distributor or the retailer, that when that part comes back, you have costs involved because you have manpower in terms of, processing, so on and so forth. Transportation. All those soft costs are associated with it. That's from the macro side. It's really educating the industry that this is unacceptable and business as usual is unacceptable.
With the billions of dollars at stake, you would think that everybody in the entire industry, from where the part gets installed way up to the manufacturer, and of course you know that piece because you're the supplier association.
That's correct.
My, everyone would want to be on this thing. So what's the next steps for marketing and getting the word out? Do you have anything new and unique coming up?
Well, I think that these podcasts are a great venue for us to educate the industry. And anything that we can do to build upon our message already We're going to continue with print. We're going to continue with expanding knowyourparts.com. We're going to continue on the social media site. We have an SEO process in place, or search engine optimization process in place now, where we can identify shops and technicians and direct them to the site if they have specific SEO that they're keywords that they're putting in. We can direct them to the site.
Good, great. It just got me to think about how to reach out to some active members on your team and have a discussion with that new medium out there called Blab. Now, maybe we should even do that and keep this whole thing alive. We should keep this message alive. Well, Bill Hanvey, the Senior Vice President of the Automotive Aftermarket Suppliers Association, and that automotive acronym is AASA.
That's right.
Thank you for helping us understand knowyourpartsgenius.com and how it works, what it's all about, and how powerful when it starts to work, what it's going to mean to our great industry. Thanks for being on.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.